right, and with that, we're going to move to item 21, license and sales report with the director, Tom Cushman.
Good morning, and thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. Tom Cushman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I believe you have number 21 in your commission booklet is our report from Division of Wildlife for license sales update, and give you a brief overview on that. First page, again, we have the combination licenses. Looking at that, we're slightly behind just a little bit on the combination license, but ahead on the senior combination licenses, and collectively together, we're not too far off from where we were last year at this particular time of the year. So things look pretty good from a combination license standpoint. Going on to the next page is the habitat stamp. Numbers look really good right now. You can see in particular from the non-resident and resident, just a little bit, but they're basically the same or just very close to where we were last year. I'm going to talk a little bit here in the next couple of pages on some licenses that would probably lead to why just slightly behind on a couple of those categories, but we're a little bit behind on fishing licenses, which we'll talk about. A big event that we have coming up this month yet here very shortly is the combined deer drawing. And this will be one of those times where folks might be their first time in the system this year to go outdoors, which requires a habitat stamp for submitting applications. And then obviously the fall hunting season. So we're going to see a lot of changes in the habitat stamp over the next couple of months here. Next page, our small game licenses. Things look really good on the small game side. Both resident, non-resident are above last year and three-year average at this time comparing to previous years. So numbers look really strong. And again, from a small game license, our big months are coming up in terms of license sales, really as we get into that end of August, as we see small game seasons beginning in the month of September. So we're going to see a lot of activity over the next couple of months, but we'll continue to provide updates and share what we're seeing on that. But overall, small game licenses look really good. Fishing licenses, the next one, is one area where we're maybe behind just a little bit in comparison to last year. We had some conversations yesterday about staff were providing presentations, and just simply the fact that the last couple of months, weather hasn't been always the nicest, especially on the weekends when people are going to go out and participate in fishing activities. So weather likely has been a little bit of a factor in where we are right now with fishing licenses. Overall, speaking to our fishery staff and our fish managers, everything's behind just a little bit based on temperatures, and so the bite hasn't been quite as good in some locations. On the opposite, though, what is really encouraging is things are changing very, very quickly. We're hearing very positive stories about the bite really starting to pick up on Lake Oahe, on the Missouri River system, and up and down the river, but in particular in Oahe. Things are really picking up in the northeast from a walleye bite perspective. So really anticipate these are going to change over the next month, especially with some warmer weather. And hopefully we did put a request in for less wind over the next month as well, which will help in that fishing activities. And then the last page there, you have some big game license statistics on the top there, shows some license sales. And then the bottom half of that information shows first draw applications submitted. That is the laundry list of elk hunting seasons and bighorn sheep seasons. And my number one take-home message for that, if you look closely at the numbers and you look at those graphs as well, every one of those seasons of elk and bighorn sheep saw an increase in the number of applications submitted this year. Folks still have a very, very high desire to go elk hunting and bighorn sheep hunting in South Dakota. I'm guessing some of this is related to our continued conversations and from our elk survey that we completed, that numbers are very strong. Elk numbers look good. People are looking forward to that elk hunting opportunity. And so the end result were more applications submitted, which again is very, very encouraging. We know people have a high desire to go big game hunting and elk hunting in particular. Our other challenge that's associated with that is that just automatically increase the demand for the licenses. And it is a supply and demand when it comes to elk hunting. And we all know this, we have this conversation every year, but Thankfully, this year we were able to provide some additional licenses, more hunting opportunities, but we're not going to quite meet the demand based on the number of applications that came in as well. But all in all, that looks very, very good. So, Madam Chair, Commissioner, license sales look good. We're hopeful for a little bit better weather. The fish bite is continuing to improve and is doing very well. And so we anticipate to see some small adjustments there in those licenses. The last thing that I would like to remind everybody, and hopefully the folks listening in today, as I mentioned just a moment ago, one of our biggest draws, if not the biggest draw, will be taking place this month, and that's the Combined Deer Draw. This is the month where people submit their applications for East River, West River, Black Hills are the three big ones. That application deadline is June 23, so it's coming up very quickly. So this is just a friendly reminder to all those folks that want to get in on those limited draw opportunities for the Combined Deer Draw. June 23 is the deadline, and a lot of applications have been received so far, but we know there's a tendency to procrastinate and wait till that last day or that last evening. So we encourage everybody to get their applications in as soon as they can. That way we can be ready to go and do the draw very, very shortly after the application deadline there. So again, just a reminder, that's a big one for a lot of folks when you start talking about 50,000 plus applications on an annual basis. That's a really important one to a lot of folks. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over to you and answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission and/or comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update and the report and the reminder of the June 23rd deadline.